Last season, the New England Patriots tied the record for most Super Bowl wins in NFL history, and they set the record for most sets of twins on the same team in the National Football League. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always check us out online for more information at WWIB.com. The McCourty brothers and the Hollister twins both played for the Super Bowl champion Patriots in 2018. Jacob Hollister, a tight end, and his twin bro Cody, a wide receiver who spent the season on the IR, both wore Patriots uniforms. The Pats traded Jacob to Seattle this year, and free agent Cody signed just a few weeks back with the Tennessee Titans. And the former Arkansas Razorback is with me today from his new home in Nashville. All right, Cody, talk to me about the story of how you and the Tennessee Titans got together and ended this employment limbo, I guess we could call it, that you've been on for a few months here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, man, for the Patriots didn't re-sign me after the Super Bowl and stuff, and I was kind of, like you said, in limbo and not really knowing what was going to go on, and they didn't re-sign me, and so for about 2 months I was a free agent, which we all know is pretty stressful, but at the same time, during those 2 months, I can honestly say, like, God did the most work in my life probably ever, because I totally was stripped of everything that, you know, it's easy to say when you're on a team that your identity is in the Lord, but the minute you don't have a team, you know, you suddenly really realize there's like a heart check, an identity check of, do I really mean what I said? Because to me, I've always said that my identity is in Christ. You know, football is not everything to me. And then the second I didn't have a team, I suddenly realized, you know, my identity is far from being solely in the Lord. And so that was a huge check for me. It was like, man, it was a struggle. Honestly, it was a pit for me for about a month there. And then it was just a learning process for a month of like, man, who am I? Because suddenly I'm not Cody Hollister with the Patriots. Suddenly I'm just Cody Hollister. And so totally identity check for me. The Lord stripped everything from me that I put my trust in other than him. And I'm so thankful for it. Even before I signed with the Titans, I was literally thanking God on my knees, like crying, just so thankful that he stripped that from me, because I would have never gone through that or had the intimacy I did with the Lord unless it was stripped from me. So, yeah, the Titans signed me, you know, after that, and I was so thankful and beyond excited, because it's kind of crazy that I went to Nashville, because I'm a musician. I love playing music and singing, but I was packing up my stuff to go camping after I didn't get signed with the Giants, and I got a call from my agent to come work out here for 3 days and got signed, which is just such an Ephesians 3:20 moment, because in the whole United States other than my hometown. So, yeah, man, it's awesome.
Yeah, you just mentioned a Bible verse, Ephesians 3:20. Can you quote that for us and why it touched you so deeply through this process?
Ephesians 3:20 is kind of like my life verse, just now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, mm-hmm. according to the power at work within us. Mm-hmm. Really just saying, you know, God can do, he will do far more abundantly than we ask or think. Because really for me, like my prayers, God continues to do that for my life. As long as I just walk through the uncomfortable doors, he blesses it far more than abundantly than I could have asked or thought. Like my whole life I wanted to play in the NFL, but never did I think I'd be able to play on the same team as my twin brother for 2 years and win a Super Bowl together. And the things he did within that, far from the football aspect of just growth within me and my brother spiritually. And then same thing here, you know, getting signed by the Titans when I could have never asked to even be on this team because there's such slim odds, but it's the city that I love. And so these are really like tangible things and really almost like material things, but there's so much more that, you know, is immeasurable that God has done, like stripping me. Like I'd even say stripping me from football for 2 months, like that is such a blessing when some would say that's like a bad thing. I got to walk through 2 months of knowing that God's going to open a door, and I don't know what direction, but he opened a door, and it's always wide open, and usually it's uncomfortable to walk through, but if it's scary, it's usually what God has for you, because it's those scary doors that you walk through that you know you need God. And so just like Gideon, when he stripped his army down, and kept stripping it down because he wanted Gideon to know, like, it's my hand that's going to win this war.
Yeah.
So same thing with me. I try to live that way, and that, okay, God, you want me to be in a position of knowing that it's your hand, and that's what he continues to do.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it amazing, Cody, how when we tell God, I trust you, that he'll put that to the test?
Right. Yeah, it's just like when you ask God for strength, he may give you an opportunity to be strong. And the same thing with, you know, God, help me trust you more. Well, he might give you an opportunity to trust him. And so that's what happened with me. I thought I trusted God until I was really put in a situation where I was tested. And now I'm far better than I was before because I went through that. So I'm honestly so thankful for that trial. And I know there's going to be more.
Yeah, yeah. The book of James talks about the testing of your faith. It's putting it in the test tube to see if it really works, and it has in your life. Terrific. There's a little bit more to visit about, so let's plan on getting together with you again tomorrow. Cody Hollister, 25 years of age, newly signed wide receiver with the NFL Tennessee Titans. Thanks again for taking the time today. God bless you.
God bless you.